And the Alton Senior Center. I guess the Oregon County Senior Center. Is that the best way to say it?
Yeah, it works. It covers it all.
Good morning, Megan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good. And let's just jump right to it, because this is exciting news for the seniors at the that like to visit the center.
Yes.
Tell me what's going on.
Finally, I have news about reopening. I haven't been able to go anywhere in town without getting asked when are the seniors center is going to open. So we are going to be reopening for activities on May 3rd. So there will not be dine-in yet, but we'll get back to the, you know, bingo and cards and pool playing.
Yeah, I was like shooting pool.
Absolutely.
Wow. So activities. Now, will the center, I mean, be open? What hours will this take place?
We're going back to normal hours. So the center will be open to the public from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And we will have some structured activities. I'm looking to start a book club. You know, we'll have a grief support group, because I know that there's going to be some faces that we're going to be missing. And then bingo will be a certain day, certain time, things like that. And then otherwise, puzzles, board games, dominoes, things like that will kind of be a free-for-all. Just come on in and let us know what you want to do.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I know the last 14 months or so have been really hard on the folks at the center, mm-hmm. and the folks that visit the center.
Absolutely. It's been really tough for everybody. Those buildings are not meant to be empty, so it's been really hard to not have our seniors in there.
I know you've tried to do things to kind of keep people involved somewhat with, mm-hmm. with the meals to go. And I've never been, I've never asked you, but you have continued to do some of the homebound meals, correct?
Absolutely. Meals on Wheels have, there was no interruption there. So the centers have been fully staffed for the last year with those meals going out, but not in. We will continue the once weekly hot meal to go while we move forward. So we'll still be doing that once a week.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool, because I know y'all had done like once a month, mm-hmm. Periodically and done those periodically. But now at least one day a week, there's a meals to go at the senior center.
Yes, at both. Thayer's always on Wednesdays. Okay. So today is a hot meal there in Thayer. And then Alton's typically is on Thursdays, but because of commodity day, it's always the first Friday of the month. So the best way to keep up with the meals and the menu is the Facebook page. I always post it on there.
Yeah. So what's the menu today at Thayer?
Today at Thayer, we have BLTs.
Oh.
Yeah. And they've got cucumber salad, macaroni salad, and then that Oreo cookie and cream pudding.
Oh, my goodness. You know I love pudding.
Between 11 and 1, just come on by the front door.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, and all people have to do is just drive up, right?
Yeah, right now we've got it set at the front door. So just park and come on up to the door, and I'll get your name and how many meals you're looking to get and send you on your way.
That's fantastic. All right, so again, Megan, for the folks that maybe were a little late tuning in, big news for the Oregon County Senior Centers, and that is?
We are reopening for activities on May 3rd.
That'll be, a week from next Monday?
Yeah, the countdown is on.
Now, have there been any changes inside the center? I mean, have y'all had an opportunity to spruce things up a little bit and do some things during this downtime?
Little remodeling, little changes. I'll tell you, the girls at Alton, you won't recognize it. They have just about painted the whole joint. So
really?
Yes, really spruced that up. And then Thayer's been a little bit of remodeling, and we're getting ready to have a really big project go underway. So Thayer will be changing a little bit.
All right. So, and when we say senior centers, they are open to folks from, I mean, what is the starting age there?
Anybody can come in and enjoy the activities. But as far as what our services are aimed for is 60 plus.
That includes me.
You're old enough to party.
I can go in now and shoot pool with the folks.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to say, we couldn't do this without our volunteers. And we are definitely in need of volunteers in both centers, as well as, you know, if anybody has board games or craft supplies, paint brushes, canvases, things like that, crossword puzzle books, word search books, dominoes, things like that. We're looking for those types of donations. So I think activities are going to be more important than ever, especially because we're not serving food quite yet in center. So we're looking to ramp up those supplies.
All right, very good. And if people have some stuff they'd like to donate, just drop them off?
Drop them off. Right now, there's a doorbell at each center. You just ring that doorbell, somebody come up and help you out. Or you can call the center if you'd like to arrange for me to pick up or a certain hours for us to be there.
Very cool. All right, so folks, good news for the senior centers. Do you, and this may be a question that you don't want to answer, do you anticipate that the food service will start up before the end of the year?
Oh, I would say this is really just a baby step in the right direction. We have to be sure that we're going to be able to do everything safely. And I think there's a little bit more involved with the food service that we have to make sure that we're able to do. I think with activities, we'll be able to have a little bit more participation, whereas with food, our dining room capacity would be much lower. So right. I think we're reaching more people this way. So just be patient with us, and as soon as dine-in food starts, I'll be back to tell everybody.
All right, folks, that's Athea Thayer and the Alton Senior Centers. Do you know, is this also the case with other centers around the area?
Yes, this is for all the senior age centers. So same with West Plains, Winona, Eminence, Willow, everybody in this area is on same deal.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, so there you go, folks. Something to do. I know our seniors, you know, they're not working anymore, and sometimes it's hard to find something to do around the house. So this is going to give them an option.
And we have a lot of fun. You know, I think there might be a stigma involved with the senior center, but we have a really good time. And if there's things that you want to see offered in this community that aren't, or you think that we can bring it to the table, call me and tell me. I'd love suggestions. Let me know what we're missing and what we can do.
And what's that phone number down there at the center?
Thayer is 264-7354. And Alton is 778-7342.
You know, you talked about having a good time. The name of the center is The Fun and Friends.
That's what we do. We have fun with our friends.
Got fun right in the title.
And you're never a stranger. Or you're only a stranger once. You only come in a stranger once, and then you're a friend.
Well, I'm stranger than most. So.
I can't argue. I just can't argue.
Yeah. All right. Well, Megan, thank you very much for coming in. I know that's great news. I know something you're really excited about. You were actually telling me this at the grocery store the other day. We saw Megan at the grocery store, and you were just so excited about it.
This is huge news. We've been waiting for this, and we just can't wait to see all those faces and get together and gather in a safe way.
All right, folks. There you have it. Big news for the senior centers around the Ozarks region.